Running a business is a bit like running a car, says our sales and marketing guru Tony Gattari of Achievers Group. All's fine while everything's working smoothly, but accelerate hard when you've got an oil leak and you'll soon bring everything to a grinding halt. And so it goes with business, says Tony. He draws the analogy from a client with cash flow problems who believed that accelerating sales would be the answer to all his problems. Wrong, says Tony, who takes up the story and its happy ending with Heather Dawson. First, the problems.
Now, in this business, let me just give you, he had a turnover in excess of $2.1 million. He was a small engineering business in a very competitive market. And fundamentally, he was looking at additional equipment funded by cash flow. Now, what we knew about his business is that his cost of goods was 65%, his overheads were 35%. The interest rate was 12% at that particular stage, and the revenue growth was around 10%. Now, here is the key. His receivables were 83 days, which means that he was actually collecting money every 83 days. He had 55 days of inventory, and he was paying his suppliers every 57 days. Now, they were taken from the balance sheet. So fundamentally, if I was to look at his business and we track those three measures, which we talked about, this is his results. His profit was 1%, which is appalling. His cash flow was $62,000 in the red. So he was funding his business, and he was funding it because he was actually drawing cash from his house to put into his business. And he also had a line of credit from the bank. So he had negative cash flow, and his return on capital employed was an appalling 3%, when we figured it should be at least 18%. Now, what he wanted to do is that he just felt that the answer to all his problems was just increased sales. And he said, no, if I just increase sales, everything should fix up. And he was convinced that he should go for a 20% improvement in sales. Now, what we did is that we were able to financially model that if you did that, what would happen to your business? And here are the results. The results were an improvement of 20% sales would reduce his profitability from 1.03% to 1%. His cash flow, which was, he was burning something like $62,000, if he improved his sales by 20%, he would burn cash at $110,000 a year. It's extraordinary. So he actually has to put more money into the business. And his return on capital employed, which was around 3%, would actually stay exactly the same. So what we said to him is, hang on, why don't we stop the oil leaks first? And this is what we did. We said, okay, we are going to first of all reduce your cost of goods, which was 65%. We're going to reduce it by 4%. And that was pretty easy to do because a lot of his cost of goods were in his labour. So we actually started to work out how to pay his people on achievement, not movement. We started to look at areas of duplication. We realised that he had way too much staff and we really had to cut back. We reduced the overheads very simply by an amazing 4%. We basically looked at his insurance, we looked at his telecommunications cost, we looked at his fixed cost, we negotiated everything with ferocity. You know, ask and you shall receive was our philosophy there. So we would ring up and say, this is way too expensive, we're going to go somewhere else. And suddenly some of those particular suppliers said, oh, we'll drop our price. We got receivables down by 23 days. Remember, these receivables were something like 83 days. We employed an Olga, and every business needs to have an Olga. And Olga was brilliant at collecting money. She was nice, polite, but extremely direct. And because he was in sales, he was hopeless at collecting money. He just wanted to sell. Because he got really intimidated by asking people for money that he was owed. So he did that really poorly. As soon as he employed an Olga, developed a system around this, he got it down by 23 days. We got inventory down by 9 days. We started to get rid of the stock that he had in his warehouse. We told him to order light, and we told him to reduce the size of his warehouse, because as soon as you have a big warehouse, you fill it. And we got payables up by 3 days. He was paying people early. I said, why are you paying them early? If people give you 30 days from statement to pay, pay 30 days from statement. And if you're going to pay someone earlier, ask for a settlement discount. And you know what the most amazing thing is? These were the results that he got from just doing those actions. So he didn't touch sales ever. Didn't touch it. Just improved the other variables. His profitability, which was 1.03%, went to 10.17%. His cash flow, which was originally minus $62,000 in the red, and this is a major one, improved and was $360,000 in the black.
Oh.
So he had an excess of $360,000. He had no problem expanding his business because he didn't even have to go to the bank. He sacked his bank because he said, I've got enough money organically coming to the business to expand. And his return on capital employed, which was around 3%, went to a staggering 40%. So it's just a revelation to me. And it goes with the old philosophy, and everybody should write this quote down, I believe, and stick it everywhere in their office. And it actually says this: turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, cash flow is reality. And all I'm suggesting the listeners do is that if they have a look at their business, stop the oil leaks before you upgrade the engine and accelerate the car.
Tony Gattari, Achievers Group. That's a true story, and remarkably, the turnaround took just 1 year.